Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 17th. You'll be interested to know, 140 years ago today, in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor. This monumental gift from the people of France to the United States symbolizes freedom and democracy. Designed by French sculptor Frederick Auguste Bartholdi, the statue was shipped in over 200 crates containing 350 individual pieces. Upon its arrival, it was reassembled on Bedloe's Island, now known as Liberty Island, and was dedicated the following year. Since then, the Statue of Liberty has stood as a beacon of hope and opportunity, welcoming millions of immigrants and visitors to the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 62 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog and a chance of rain showers before 7 a.m., followed by cloudy skies with a high near 69 and an east wind at 7. Tonight, expect more cloudy skies, a low of 63, and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 10:30 with a high tide at 4:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 83. Thursday brings mostly sunny weather with highs near 92. The weekend looks mostly sunny too, with highs near 83 and a slight chance of rain Saturday night. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, this year, Martha's Vineyard is proudly celebrating the 50th anniversary of the iconic film Jaws, a movie that revolutionized summer blockbusters and showcased the beauty of this New England gem. Filmed almost entirely on the island in 1974, the tale of Amity Island has become deeply intertwined with local lore. Festivities kick off on June 20th. With a free screening of Jaws at 50, The Definitive Inside Story, at the Martha's Vineyard Performing Arts Center. The museum is also hosting Amity Homecoming Weekend from June 19th to June 23rd, featuring exclusive talks and a major exhibition titled Jaws at 50, A Deeper Dive. Now on to sports. Shohei Ohtani made his highly anticipated pitching debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers against the San Diego Padres on Monday night. After months of observation, Ohtani stepped onto the mound for the first time since his September 2023 Tommy John surgery. In a brief outing lasting just one inning, he threw 28 pitches, allowing one run on two hits. Although he reached 100 miles per hour with his fastball, his command was shaky, missing the zone 12 times. Despite this, the moment marked a significant milestone in his return, showcasing his resilience and talent. Manager Dave Roberts called Ohtani a unicorn for his unique abilities. In local sports, last night in Seattle, the Sox blanked the Mariners 2-0. Lucas Giolito was brilliant, striking out 10 over 6 innings for the win, and Aroldis Chapman closed it out for the save. Ronan Anthony smashed his first major league homer, a 391-foot shot in the first, while Toro added another run in the third, reaching on an infield single. The Sox now stand at 38-36, while Seattle drops to 36-36. Tonight, the Sox face the Mariners in Seattle for Game 2 of this three-game series. Walker Buehler, with a 6.01 earned run average, takes on Brian Wu, who boasts a 3.39. First pitch is at 9:40, and expect a pleasant evening at T-Mobile Park with clear skies and 71 degrees. In top news, airlines may not want you to know that they have sold your flight data to the Department of Homeland Security. A contract obtained by 404 Media reveals that a data broker owned by major airlines such as Delta, American Airlines, and United sold detailed passenger information to Customs and Border Protection. This data includes passenger names, flight itineraries, and financial details. Senator Ron Wyden criticized this practice, stating that it allows airlines to sell Americans sensitive information without proper oversight. The contract runs from June 2024 to 2029, raising alarm among civil liberties experts. In business news, Justin Sun is taking his cryptocurrency company public with reported assistance from Eric Trump. The company, to be named Tron Incorporated, plans to go public in the United States through a reverse merger with SRM Entertainment, a NASDAQ-listed firm. SRM has raised $100 million from a private investor for Tron tokens, with the deal potentially valued at up to $210 million. Eric Trump is expected to assume a role at the new company, enhancing ties between Sun and the Trump family, which have previously collaborated in the crypto space. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $107,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $2,600. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI has secured a significant contract worth $200 million from the Defense Department to develop prototype frontier artificial intelligence capabilities. This partnership aims to tackle national security challenges in both warfighting and enterprise domains, according to a Pentagon announcement. Most work will take place in the Washington, D.C. area, with a completion target of July 2026. As technology firms, including OpenAI, shift towards defense collaborations, the U.S. government seeks advanced technology to maintain an edge over competitors like China. OpenAI has also made strategic hires to bolster its national security initiatives. And in entertainment news, Apple fans at the iconic Fifth Avenue store in New York experienced an unexpected delight this week. Following a panel discussion on the hit series Severance, Apple CEO Tim Cook and actor Brad Pitt took the stage to promote the upcoming Apple original film, F1 the Movie. Pitt, who stars in the film, described it as the most visceral racing film ever made. The film, hitting theaters and IMAX screens on June 27th, captures thrilling high-speed action using advanced iPhone camera technology. Meanwhile, both seasons of Severance are now streaming on Apple TV+, which is available for $9 per month. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "The value of an idea lies in the using of it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.